The village of Nanwalik on the south side of Kachemak Bay recently held its annual Fun in the Sun Festival. For the kids, it's a weekend of swimming and fun, but for the adults, it's a way of teaching traditional values to the next generation. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
In the mountains outside Nanwalik, about 70 kids are splashing around the cool blue water of Second Lake. Salt and pepper-haired Rhoda Moonen is sitting on a beach towel, surrounded by haphazardly piled bags of kids' clothes and snacks.
Lots of memories, lots of beautiful memories coming up here and seeing all this fun, seeing the children being happy and laughing.
She's looking out over the lake, keeping a watchful eye on the children playing in the water and by the trees. Over by the woods, Tula is making sure her little sister Aurelia doesn't wander off too far. Tula escorted me on the several-mile trek up here, picking berries and explaining the plants and rivers and lakes we passed along the way.
We have to walk up lots of hills, and you go past Humpy Creek, which has a lot of fish in it.
Younger kids and older adults catch bumpy ATV and truck rides up to the lake. For elders, there's a special tea time.
They have the elders down in the village at the community hall playing games while the younger kids, they bring the kids up and they have them swim all day and they picnic. So it's really fun because we get to swim.
Tula's Uma, Pauline Demas, is sitting in her four-wheeler on the beach, also keeping an eye on everybody's children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Yeah, it's just exciting. I mean, everybody's having just a wonderful day, and I don't know, it just makes me feel good.
Rhoda Moonen says that's one of the most special parts of this festival. It was started many years ago by an older couple who noticed that many of the kids in Nanwalik couldn't afford to pay for the snacks and games at the annual 4th of July celebration. So they promised that after that, there would be something special every year just for the kids. The food and activities would be free, and it would be by the community for the community. And now Moonen says the main event is the day-long lake swim and picnic.
I reminisce when I see children swimming here. I grew up with my parents here at the cabin.
She says when she was young, she and all her brothers and sisters would come up with their parents to go fishing. They spent hours exploring the forest and swimming. Her brothers used to spend all day in the water.
It was so neat. I mean, so beautiful back then. Today I'm 56, and when I come up here, I think about my mother and my dad a lot, and my family, and how much fun it used to be. I try to come up here every year and bring my grandchildren and let them feel the same, you know, effect I had when I was younger.
Times have changed in Nanwalik. Subsistence is still the core of most people's diets, but now there are stores across the bay, there's packaged food, there are outside influences that have brought hard times to the village. But along with that, there's resiliency and determination. There's a group of adults like the ones by the lake today that work tirelessly year after year to teach the next generations their values.
How to respect their land, respect their food, respect each other.
It's looking back to move forward in a positive way. Moonen and Demas both say these children are the future. And as they grow up, if they can remember days like this, where they're all working together, playing together, having fun in the sun, the future looks much brighter. In Nanwalik, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.